Hey, this is Pete Cerronis with Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting. I'm with Dots and Bridges. Samara, what is on your mind today?
Oh, Pete, a ton. I'll tell you, the thing that I've been thinking about a lot over the past few weeks is this concept of rethinking. And I could tell you where it came from a little. At On Point, we do something that we call lunch and learn. So every 4 to 6-ish weeks, our headquarters personnel select a book, a management, a leadership book, something of that effect, technology book, and we all read it. And we come together for an hour or so, and we have lunch and we chat about it. And it's something that we just, it helps our culture. It helps us express differing opinions in a safe place. It's a lot of fun. But that aside, the last book that we read was a book called Think Again by Adam Grant. And the premise of the book is rethinking. Just things that you think you learned, it's okay to unlearn them. And sometimes it's necessary. It's a sign of growth that you can unlearn something and be open to learning something a different way, or be open to seeing things from 360 degrees versus just your viewpoint. And being in, especially, I think, being in the Beltway over the past few weeks, there's a lot of change going on. We've got a new president. We've got a new administration. They're coming in. People are going out. You know, these are things that shake up our industry and government. It's interesting that we've got so much information coming at us, so many different headlines, so many different things happening. And in the back of my mind, I've got this rethinking thing. So now every time I see a headline, I'm like, hang on. I mean, I knew before that's probably not the full story. I'm like, let's look into this a little bit more. And sure enough, you turn on the news or you turn on a press release or whatever it is, now is not necessarily a great time to be sticking to your opinions. There's a lot out there. And I don't mean now with a new president. I mean now in general. Technology is moving at a pace that's just, I think, indescribable. The amount of information that is coming at us is just insurmountable. And it's just a good time to be able to listen. And as a matter of fact, as I say that, I'm thinking, boy, all I'm doing is talking. But I will say one more thing about our culture at On Point is that we always say one of the things that we thrive on is just listening. And listening either to our customers, listening to each other, listening to differing opinions, and having the good conversations to get into the nuts and bolts. And rethinking, reframing is one of those ways of doing it.
I appreciate so much of what you said. So thank you for that opening and shout out to you as a leader. You know, people talk about lunch and learns and book clubs, and you know, I'm not a avid reader, but I like to read.
Peer pressure to read is a good thing.
Yeah, I know. You're getting me like, read to talk. But hey, let me say something and then I'd like some more insight. You know, the words rethink, unlearn, relearn. You know, I think of research and, you know, bringing it back to government a little. It's like, you know, I've been distilling so many executive orders that are now in play and ones that were revoked and looking at memoranda because, you know, I have to work with my clients. They're like, oh, what does this mean? I'm like, well, research a little and try to look at it objectively. To your point, I'm very intrigued because when you get into or you're in an environment like this, where the government's in a transition, yes. I have found getting in the habit of switching between news stations, like what's being reported, what's prominent. But then when they get to some of those topics, like I have to listen and then do my research to maybe try to understand. Yes, you can have an opinion, but try to get all the facts or at least something before you form that opinion. I don't know. Does that ever come up in your discussions?
Yeah. You know, and it's funny you should say that because I'm finding, like you said, I'm watching the news more than I think I've ever watched in my life right now. And you know me, I know I've said it on here before. I've always been a headline type of person. I read the headlines. I can keep up with news. I'll dive into a story if I'm like, well, I don't get what the headline's saying. Now more than ever, I find I read a headline and if I'm watching the news and I'm watching it in real time, what's actually happening? And then I go back and I read the headline. I'm like, well, I just watched it. That's not really what happened.
So let me, and let me just pivot to, you know, let's not forget, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you're in the mix, your company. it's now more than ever very important to understand, you know, what's the end goal. But I have found in my walkabouts with companies, it's just helping them do the research and to think objectively from a technology standpoint of how you as a company can help move that mission of the federal government in that agency, which is not same from here to there. And I think that's what's resonating for me in this book that you talk about from Adam Grant, Think Again, that really makes me say, you know, are you willing to rethink? So thank you for sharing that. And I am intrigued by the book. So this sounds like a pretty good book. A lot of folks should be checking out.
I'll leave you with a quote that I think is cutesy and very pertinent to what we do here. He says at the beginning of the book, mind you, I think this is still in the introduction, if not the introduction, then just chapter one. We laugh at people who still use Windows 95, yet we still cling to opinions that we formed in 1995. And to me, that was just...
I love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yep, we do. And that when you put it in terms like that, yeah.
That is definitely on point. Ba-doom, boom.
Very good.
I like that. No, that's true. Samara, thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you, as always, for your time. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate it.
You bet.